Just when you think it can't get any worse, guys, it does, guys. Horrifying tale of prostitute orangutan who was chained to a bed, shaved daily, and forced to perform sex acts on men. And this is Indonesia. Let's get a quick take of this. Let's see what happens. Let's see what the real story is. Pony, an orangutan, stolen from her mother as a baby, was being subjected to a horror as men twice the orangutan size paid to have sex with her. The gentle ape was rescued from a village popular with local farm workers who used as a sex slave and taken into care of Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation, a charity dedicated to protecting the highly intelligent apes from extinction. That's what I just said. While held in the village, Pony was shaved every other day, made to wear jewelry, and taught how to perform sex acts. In the end, it took 35 armed Indonesian policemen to get the villagers to hand over Pony. She was a major source of income for the villagers. Michelle Desales was director of Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation when Pony was rescued. I met Pony shortly after she was rescued. Her resilience is amazing. Despite the trauma, she maintained dignity, which we didn't know that orangutans have. We thought we don't look at them as like people. Like, you know, a lot of people would go, well, she's used up now, similar to like a human female that has sex early on, a lot of it. Right? Where it's like, you know, who wants that now? And sense of humor. She had the best personality, and I learned how to trust very quickly, despite what she'd been through. She didn't judge her. This is a human looking at an orangutan going, I'm not going to judge you for all that horn you did. We know it wasn't your fault. You're chained down with mad villagers with pitchforks in the middle of the jungle, dude. I mean, I feel like they're taking away their money, which isn't a good thing. And, you know, Whitey has a tendency to do this. They don't see what's going on. They want to take their culture and put it in somebody else's culture and go, no, this is right. You know, like going over to bombing the Middle East. And it's like, hey, they're not going to be like, everybody doesn't have to be like America, dude. You know, let them do what they do. Don't always intervene, Whitey. This is what we've been doing wrong all over history, is intervening in these other cultures and making them do it our way or the highway. Unlike many of the orangutans, for the people just listening, this is what on the screen here. You got a monkey orangutan in a tree next to a what could be another monkey, I guess. It's not the same color. I guess they have diversity in the jungle. Unforced, it looks like. Nobody's not getting a job due to their color, okay? Or another color getting their job taken because a certain society is saying, no, we're going to look at race on these issues and just – it's not racist if you take a certain color and just only let them get the jobs. So, in case you guys didn't know that. Pony's never going to be released back into the wild, folks. That's it. She's in a tree. She's carrying around a baby that she sired. We don't know who the baby's father is. We don't know if you have sex and you inseminate or you breed, for lack of a better word, if you breed with Pony as a human, does it go backwards in evolution or forwards? Would it come out at this point? Are you trying to make Planet of the Apes Caesar? You'd make a Caesar, and that would be a mad orangutan, dude. He'd be fucking pissed, dude. Freddy Krueger, wasn't he the son of whores? Isn't that the backstory? I believe so. In this instance, dude, they might have had kids. I mean, I'm sure they didn't search all the villages and maybe outside the jungle line. They just came in, rescued Pony. I mean, she might have babies. I don't know if they were forcing her to have abortions as well, which we need to look into. I don't know if they have Planned Parenthood. It, probably. If this white lady from the UK is going over there bothering these nice villagers, there's probably Planned Parenthood. You can bet wherever Whitey is, he brings the custom of killing babies with him. So there might be a whole situation there where we have to deal with now a Caesar that was the son of a human and an orangutan that's now pissed at the world, has a whore mother, and, you know, probably has, I don't know if orangutans like cats where they take a little bit of DNA from each cat and they combine. And that way, if you have a litter, it could be seven different fathers. That's a fun deal there. You know, I wish we would get that. That's really what Elon Musk needs to be working on, so that all the humans that have sex with a female, they don't just get the pack. Because what happens is women get pregnant in America, and then they look at it like, well, now I can sleep around with not my one partner that loves me, and I'm carrying his child, because then all the seeds would keep going in and we'd find out. So I know that there's pushback on that, and I understand that, you know, women, they want to have their cake and aborted too. So something we need to look into, guys. Okay, guys. So thanks for tuning in. Salutskis, patreon.com/firecrotch to support your boy. Had some problems over there. The Patreon went down, worked it out with Patreon. Okay. What are you going to do? You know, I can just keep making, I can just keep doing me and making comedy and creating content, dude, you know, and stand-ups, you know, open mics and whatnot. So this is what it is. We had a great show. Original Wiggas on YouTube at Wiggas Comedy, WHIGGAZCOMEDY. Focus CDS, go there on YouTube as well, as where the also where the Wiggas are live every Wednesday at 9:30 with Cliff Focus and myself. Clifford T. Buford Focus, to be exact. And find us on social media, man. Hang out. Shoot the shit with us. We're having a good time. Appreciate everybody. Salutskis. Have a beautiful day. Find yourself a fucking an orangutan to chain up. I mean, I don't know if I'm ever going to be the same. I feel like Whitey just messing around brown people's livelihood again, which is the story of brown people's lives. You know, orangutan whores matter, folks.